Thank you all for coming. We've had a very moving afternoon as a Security Council meeting with people who have suffered terribly during this crisis, some of whom came here in December 2013, some of whom have been relocated only in the last few weeks from other camps like Tumping, some who came in July desperate, many who could recount bullets flying overhead in the crossfire of the crisis that occurred in July. So this has been an extremely important visit because it's our chance to see the human consequences of the failure of political leaders to bring peace back to their country. These are the consequences. We met with women who described a huge surge in sexual violence against women who leave the camp in order to try to get firewood, in order to be able to cook the food for their families, for their children. As a mother, I can't imagine that choice, a choice in whether I cook for my kids or whether I risk sexual violence outside the camp. I know I would go and take that risk for my children. I think any mother would. We heard desperate appeals for the Regional Protection Force to be deployed quickly. This is a message that we have already conveyed, of course, to the government, but we will have the chance to do so again with President Kiir tomorrow. We heard appeals for the peace agreement to be fully implemented. People in these camps feel as if the political agreement that was agreed to remains the last best hope for them. And we heard appeals for the UN peacekeeping presence to be more active, to patrol, to offer the protection that people are afraid that security forces for the government do not offer at this time. We also, I should say, heard a lot of gratitude to the international community for the food and the water and so forth. But it's very fragile. When the World Food Program warehouse was raided in July and destroyed and looted, it meant that rations here were cut dramatically, and people who had come to rely on food suddenly lost access to that food. And so not one individual, not one South Sudanese that we spoke to wants to live in these POC sites. Every single individual we spoke to wants to go home, and they will go home, they say, as soon as there is security. When we asked each and every one in very different circumstances, each from different parts of the country, why aren't you going home? Why are you here? The answer was not, I want the food or I want the water. It was, I'm terrified. Many of the men we spoke to spoke of living in the POC site as a kind of prison because they do not feel like they can go out on the streets when there are military checkpoints and be safe. And they've said that they want this prison sentence to end, and the only way it's going to end is if the UN force gets up to full strength, the Regional Protection Force deploys, and the peace agreement is implemented. Thank you.